at us. But you know what? I can't even say anything.
Yeah, okay.
I can't even give the man a hard time.
You're going to let him have a floor.
He can wear that Yankees hat if he wants, because you know what? His team is the World Series champions. And
so what'd you think of? Did you get to an ALCS game? Or
I didn't make it now. I didn't even realize I had this hat on.
You didn't? No, you just
stop it now.
Sorry.
You couldn't say that with a straight face, could you?
No, you know, it was a good series, and, you know, they did what they're supposed to do. Finally, they got another title, so.
Finally. finally got another title.
It's been a while.
Since 2000. Yeah.
Did you go to a World Series game? Last time we talked to you, you were going to try.
I was going to try and get down, and we ended up getting out of here a little bit late, and I got down in New York probably about 9:30, so I didn't make it down, but I got to watch it, so it was all right.
I mean, do you feel like, I mean, I'm just being fair and being objective here, talking about the Yankees. Do you feel like they were lucky?
By the way, this is Chris Baker, Patriots tight end, who's torturing us.
You feel like they were lucky to win?
No, not really.
Lucky. I mean, probably, clearly not the most talented team in the World Series.
No, I mean, they played some pretty close games, but, I mean, they won despite not their best players playing their best. The Sheridan have a great series. And
so you're saying they were lucky?
No. I wouldn't go that far.
In other words, you're just saying they're lucky. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Hey, we were just talking with a caller as you were coming through the door about the Patriots running game, and I think you guys have run the football pretty consistently here the last few weeks, and I know you take great pride in how this team runs the football. What's your assessment of how it's been going?
I think we've been getting a little bit better each week, focusing in on a little bit more and getting more, you know, opportunities to run the ball in the game, and I think that's helped us out a lot, and just kind of getting a feel of, you know, what the back is thinking, what the line's thinking, what the tight ends are thinking, and just kind of getting on the same page. And I mean, we're getting better each week.
Did you have the opportunity to put a hat on Joey Porter yesterday? And if so, what did you think of what he was bringing to the table? Stat sheet was pretty quiet for him.
Yeah, I mean, I played against him since he came into the division. And, you know, I mean, that's what he does as far as talking, you know, and hyping things up before the game. And so I don't really get involved in too much of that. I just go out and, you know, execute my job and, you know, and try and take out whoever I'm going against that week or whatever, trying to take him out of the game.
Does he talk much during the game? I mean, is he one of those guys guys just keep going?
Yeah, he talks to some certain people. Me and him, we don't. I mean, you know, I really don't talk as much as I used to when I was a little bit younger and, you know, really wanted to get into it like that. But now I'm more about just going out and doing my job. I mean, I will get out there and talk if it gets into that kind of game. But, you know, he does talk, but we didn't have too much of a conversation.
See, I actually think it's the quiet guys who are more intimidating. You know, if you're not saying anything and you're just out there blasting away and not talking, not saying anything, that's more intimidating to me. Usually it seems like the guys who got the loud bark going are doing it because they don't bite.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the biggest part is just going out and doing your job. And, you know, I mean, even though I'm not talking too much, I mean, I'm out there, you know, getting after guys and things like that. So, like you said, I just try and go out there and really just focus on doing my job and, you know, and executing and hitting guys when I get a chance, and that's just kind of how I go about it now.
Now, we tried to give you a hint. We gave you a tidbit that Ben has been lobbying. You know, he lobbied Tom Brady, and he got balls thrown. You haven't taken our advice. You haven't lobbied him enough, I guess, huh?
No, I guess not. But, you know, it's just one of those things. You know, I just got to wait my opportunity, and when it does come my way, just make the play. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just one of those things where, you know, hopefully I get more involved in the passing game, and if I do, you know, great. If I don't, as long as we're winning, you know, I can't really say too much bad about it. So,
when you were preparing for this team, the Dolphins I'm talking about, which guys were you focused on in terms of, you know, knowing who you're going to lock up with and who was going to present the big challenge for you? Who were you focused on?
Mostly Jason Taylor and Joey Porter. I mean, they you know, those are the guys that I'm going to go against whenever we play the Dolphins or any 3-4 team. And so I knew I had to, you know, prepare for those guys. And the one good thing for me is, like I said, I've played against Taylor since I came into the league in 02. And Porter, since, you know, he came into the division, I've been playing against those guys twice a year. So, you know, to get ready for them, it's not, you know, the good thing about it is I've played against them so many times that I know what they like to do. And, you know, that really gives me an advantage as far as, you know, how I go about executing what I need to do.
How has Taylor been able to play at such a high level for so long? I mean, he's amazing when you just look at his body of work.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a Hall of Fame player. I mean, he's an active leader in sacks. I think he has 140 sacks. I mean, he's a great player. He's a Hall of Fame player. So, You know, obviously he stays in great physical condition all the time, and you know, he's just been able to take care of himself and to play this long and play at such a high level. So, you know, there's very few guys that can actually do that over such a long period of time, and he's just one of those guys. I mean, he's a great player still.
I'm always curious how the game evolves as compared to the game plan. You guys went in with a specific game plan. If they showed me this, I'm going to do that. You know exactly who you're going to be facing. Does the end result almost always match up with how you go into it saying, this is what I'm going to see, and then at the end of the day you say, that's exactly what I saw?
Yeah, certain teams, you know, they just kind of do what they're going to do. You know, they don't really stray and throw a whole bunch of different looks and different things where you really don't have an idea what you're going to get in a game. But as far as Miami, like Miami is a team that does, you know, they do what they do, and they do it well. And same thing with like Buffalo, you know, they really just go out and this is what they do. And there may be a little wrinkle here and there, as opposed to the Jets where, you know, one week they may throw one thing out on the field and then the following week they attack you a completely different way. And I think we're like that as well. You know, I mean, I remember playing against the Patriots. You never knew what you were going to get until you got into the game. It wasn't like you can really prepare for this and say, okay, this is what they're going to do. So, you know, different teams are like that, but Miami is one of those teams that, you know, when they do what they do and they do it well and they stick with it.
Well, we were talking about this earlier. I mean, if you're Tom Brady with the weapons he has, you want the Dolphins to blitz. Yeah. And when they did blitz yesterday, he killed them off the blitz. You guys almost hope they blitz, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, with the guys we got that can make yards after the catch, you know, obviously Randy and Wes and the rest of the guys, they make a lot of yards after the catch. And if there's nobody else back there, you know, you make one guy miss and you're to the house. So, and also Miami had given up. I think they had given up a lot of yards after the catch. And, you know, obviously we knew that. They got two young corners. They're going to be good corners, and they are good corners, but they're young, you know, and playing against the guys, the experienced guys that we have. I mean, you know, Randy's a Hall of Fame guy. He's one of the best receivers ever to play. So, you know, you expect him to go out there and play well against, you know, young guys like that, and that's what he did.
Why do you think you guys have struggled in the red zone at times? I mean, yesterday I felt like you had control of the game, but you did struggle in the zone.
Yeah, you know, it's same thing I was saying before a couple of weeks ago, that, you know, it's one thing here or there. I mean, there's plays to be made down there, but, you know, it's when you don't execute down there, it's more glaring, because obviously it's points on the board that should be scored. And you know, we had a couple of shots down there and we just didn't get in. I mean, it's a lot of reasons, but, you know, I mean, it's just one of those things where just didn't get it done.
This will be the seventh straight year the Patriots have played the Colts. It'll be your first Patriots-Colts matchup, but this is like rivalry week in college when these two teams seem to meet. Have you gotten a sense from your teammates that this week feels a little different for most folks around here?
Not yet, you know, but I know what it's about when you play a team, you know, over and over, just however it shakes out each year. You always end up playing that team, and not only do you play that team, but you're probably going to see them in the playoffs and things like that. So I know, you know, having been around for a little while, I know what that's about, and I think I know how we're going to have to prepare. I mean, they're undefeated still. They're playing great, and at Dome, you know, obviously they're going to be, you know, tough. I played there, not the new Dome, but the old Dome. I know it's pretty tough to play there, but, you know, we're going to come out with a great game plan and be ready to play.
Now, the rumors have always been that they pipe noise into that old Dome. Did you ever believe that?
You know, once it gets to a certain level of sound, you can't hear anything anyway. They can make it as loud as they want. It really doesn't matter, because you can't hear anything anyway, especially at tight end, being on the end of the line, you can't hear. So you really just have to be, you know, mentally focused in, and, you know, and just kind of go off the peripheral vision and things like that. So they can make as much noise as they want. It doesn't really affect me. But, I mean, if that's possible, it wouldn't surprise me. I heard about that, a few stadiums that do that as well, so...
You won't be going with those armband things, I'm guessing, huh?
You know what? I have no idea. I don't know. We haven't come up with
that. That didn't seem to work so good the last time.
You know what? We didn't score in the red zone, but honestly, me personally, this is my opinion, I felt we had them where we won them. We just didn't execute in the red zone. I mean, we were able to go up and down the field. We just didn't put the ball in the end zone. So, I mean, it. You know, we'll see, though.
I'll congratulate you again. Your team won. My team lost. You can wear that hat all you want now, because we got nothing to say about it.
Okay. Yeah,
you don't have a World
that.
Series champions hat yet, though, huh?
I'm like there the champions. I got the World
not
Series.
Not the champions hat.
I don't like
yet.
That hat. I'm not going to get that one.
Just this one.
I like the core basic Yankee hat. Yeah, I don't like the way that other one looks.
79 and 83 next year.
Now, I do remember you saying that they're going to lose it. I think you said five?
Yeah, at first I said a sweep.
Okay.
And then I switched it to five. Then it was, well, they're losing seven, and then just didn't happen.
Or winning six. One or the
other. But you missed at the beginning of the season, I said they finished in third place. So my Yankee predictions just didn't come to pass the entire year.
Okay. Well, you were talking about for next year anyway, right?
Well, next
year. We might work it into next year.
Next year, 79 and 83.
Okay. All right.
Good to see you again, Chris.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Chris
I'll give
Baker.
You 80 and 82.
80 and 82.
Yeah, there we go.
Chris Baker joining us, Sports Radio.